Tässä Yle Uutiset, hyvää päivää. Persianlahdella on tapahtunut hyökkäys kahta öljytankkeria vastaan.
Out on Brisbane's southern bayside, a group of elderly folk had gathered round a TV, glued to a live stream of news from the mother country. It's something they look forward to, an idea that, as we shall see, keeps cropping up. This is Finlandia Village, the only rest home for people of Finnish descent here in Australia. Most of the residents are in their late 80s or 90s, but their zest for life appears undimmed. So who better to ask about the secrets held by the land of the midnight sun than those flourishing in their twilight years? Anja Huvatinen is quick to point out that seeking and enjoying the company of others is a critical ingredient in the happiness pie.
I think it's that they eat that sense of good humor. And they, you know, doing so much each other. Sometimes they playing even cards, singing, everything.
Vienna Pekarinen also lives here. It might be nearly 60 years since she left her homeland, but she was canny enough to realise that mingling with like-minded spirits, who shared her native tongue and culture, might not be such a bad thing down the track. And so, way back when, she had a brainwave.
When I was came in Australia, I live in Canberra. One day from America, they coming here and they tell that there is a Finnish rest homes there. So we get the idea to start it here.
The attention to detail is impressive. The place has a Finnish bakery, gym and sauna and is adorned with numerous beautiful traditional woolen wall hangings. There's a clear sense that little touches, no matter how superficial they might seem at first glance, can help keep you smiling. The home's lifestyle coordinator, Rita Mattila, agrees.
Oh, I think it's very important. It reminds them of their childhood growing up in Finland. Of course, their parents, their mother particularly, would have woven these types of wall rugs that we've just walked past. And often when a woman is married, she's given one by her parents and it becomes a family heirloom given down to generations.
One is of a cabin in the woods. You can almost imagine Sibelius, cigar in hand, sitting there composing his most famous work, also called Finlandia. It's very easy to thump your own chest, so how about a different perspective? Peter Warboys is as Aussie as a cold beer. As general manager of the rest home, he's got a better insight than most outsiders into the Finnish mindset. He believes they have a certain level-headedness that others would do well to imitate.
You know, I don't think that they've got wild expectations. They're an extremely resilient people. You can throw a lot at them in life, and they've weathered a lot of storms. I mean, just look at the history books, and they show that in their everyday life. They're very giving people, very loving people, and they like being together and sharing.
We call ourselves the lucky country, but it would seem that having everything in abundance won't necessarily put a grin on your face. So why is that? There's a husband and wife team who can shed some more light on it.
Ja mä luulen, että hänelläkin taitaa olla kommenttinsa tuohon onnellisuuskeskusteluun, eikö?
Nimenomaan, joo. Sitten täällä meidän ympärillä pyörii ABC Radio on yksi heppu, joka tekee haastattelua meistä tänään.
Twice a week, Tuula and Chris Olin head to Radio 4EB to host the Finnish show. It's high octane and not very stereotypically Finnish. They've lived here for more than two decades, and over that length of time, you naturally compare and contrast. And Tuula has drawn some firm conclusions about switching off.
Nobody in Finland keeps the holidays. Like in Australia, people, they are working and working and working and they never take their holidays. But in Finland, when it's summertime, everybody takes their holidays and that's it. And so there's no question about that.
In the deepest Finnish winter, there can be a couple of months of continuous darkness with average temperatures lower than minus 20 degrees Celsius in places. Chris doesn't believe anyone enjoys that kind of prolonged chill, but emphasises that it does offer light, both real and idiomatic, at the end of the tunnel.
This research that claims that the Finnish are the happiest people in the world, it must have been done during the Finnish summer, because Finnish people are totally different breed in the winter and in the summer. Everybody's grumpy and definitely not happy when it's minus 30 outside. That's impossible. But when the summer comes, you know, you throw away your clothes, you jump into the lake and you have a, you know, long summer holiday off work. Man, we're happy then. It's just off the moon.
Weather-wise, it might be a land of extremes, but in terms of emotional highs and lows, it appears the opposite is generally true. Tommy Ruonala has one of the best job titles going. He's the honorary Finnish consul to Queensland. Raised by Finnish parents in Australia, he's been to their homeland numerous times.
Finns are very much about understatement and downplaying everything. So what you find is that they're very even temperament, very pragmatic. They probably would actually say that they're not the happiest people in the world, but because they don't have the extremes of ecstatic to depression, they're very level in their temperament, probably actually makes them more happy than average over a long term.
This modesty and undemonstrative nature is reflected in a great Finnish joke. How do you tell an introverted Finn from an extroverted one? Answer, the extroverted one looks at your shoes, not theirs. But wait a minute, isn't the country also renowned for its love of, well, this? Yep, heavy metal. It seems to be something approaching a religion over there, with quite a few specialist festivals. 4EB presenter Chris Olin has been to one of the biggest in the capital, Helsinki, and says the respect shown makes it a delight to let your hair down with other headbangers.
The Tuska Festival is full of metal people, and there is practically no violence at all. When you look at them, they look really, really scary with their tattoos and things, you know, metal hanging from their noses and all that. But they are really, really nice people, you know, and they are peace-loving, nice people and no hassles. I didn't even see one policeman.
So it seems as if letting off steam in a community environment, listening to some of your favourite music, is a pretty positive thing. Who knew, eh? Speaking of steam, back at the Finlandia rest home, Anja Hyvätinen dreams of little else. There's nothing she likes more than putting to rest the day's stresses and strains in the way her compatriots have done for a number of centuries, in a sauna.
I love it because I feel it. My body is coming more relaxing, muscles feels warm, and there's a good feeling. You forget, you know, what the outside is. No need to be thinking about, you know, what I'm doing today or... forget everything, just relax.